One, right. Two, three. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's go.
Yes. And then the game starts. And then you're allowed to start school, too.
That's when the Hunger Games goes.
That shit was weird. Do you have to do that in school, Doug?
Dude, well, yeah.
Sing it every morning
type shit? People didn't give a fuck back when I graduated high school in 2003. We sang the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, we were terrible people, so.
What do you mean?
Good time.
No, I mean, I don't think people sing the Pledge of Allegiance anymore.
I don't think they do it.
I don't think you can. Seriously.
It became a weird thing, I think.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah, I don't either. What's up?
Do you think you could move into a different room? I can, like, hear you on. Is that okay?
Yeah, dude.
Nate, I love looking at your microwave. I cannot believe all sang the Pledge of Allegiance and we all kind of fucked it up.
Dude, I said it like 1,000 times, and I've said it every day of my life.
Were you a Boy Scout? Were you a Boy Scout?
Fuck no. I was just a schoolboy.
Thrifty, clean, brave, and reverent?
Right, this is
usually a Boy Scout.
That's the Hunger Games sign, this thing?
Mm-hmm. No, this is Boy Scouts before fucking the Hunger Games.
I think the Hunger Games came out before the Boy Scouts did.
Nate, were you a Boy Scout?
No, my dad was an Eagle Scout.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Dude, he was on it.
Your dad's a catch, dude. A lawyer and an Eagle Scout?
He's a lawyer?
My dad's a G, dude. Like,
dude, your dad fucks.
His dad fucks.
Yeah, he's kind of I love your father.
He's kind of
great man.
He kind of runs shit.
Hell yeah. Let's meet this guy. Let's get him on the podcast.
Yo, call your dad, Nate.
Like, yo, dude, what's up? How's Harry?
Holy shit. All right.
That's my little nephew.
Are we all settled now? Is everyone settled?
I think I'm all settled.
Dude, Doug.
What is this?
Dude, like it literally looks like Nate is selling fucking ponchos. Like, if Nate was on the street, and he's like, hey, man, I got this fucking serape. I'm going to sell your ass. I'm like, yo, I want that shit.
Look at these boys.
I love you two guys so much.
I love you too, Doug.
I'm insane, really glad that this is happening. I'm sorry. I had a crazy day today. And then,
dude, it's all good.
Thanks for being able to link up with us.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
Doug, you're one of my favorite people on the face of the planet.
Oh, dude.
Every time I see you is like the best. I'm like, that was fucking awesome. Remember that time we fucking house sit and deliver? That terrible winter day?
Yeah.
With Adam, dude.
Dude, with young Adam, he loves Juice WRLD. I still, so believe it or not, I'm going to give a shout out to my boy, Adam Ericotti. Like, this kid is fucking next level, absolute genius, quit rock climbing, but still fucking climb harder than me. He rides bikes, he goes to Princeton, close friend, kid's 19, fucking knows so much. I can't have enough good things to say about this kid.
I like Adam.
Places, go, dude. Go, Adam, bro.
And he fucks. And he gets shit.
Yes.
Like, so, nice. Adam, there you go. I gave
just
you a fucking shout out.
Shout out Adam, dude.
At life.
Did you tell Adam that you were going to shout him out?
That was more genuine than I could have ever imagined. I think Adam knows that I'm a good friend of his.
Fuck yeah.
So, fuck you, Adam.
Yeah, fuck you, Adam. Doug, you remember when we met?
So, I'm trying to think, you know, when I first, like, I have memories of Nate, for sure.
What are your
first memories? I don't know, but you in particular, where did we like first?
Wasn't it at the Hideaway?
The Hideaway?
It was at the Hideaway. I was with my dad. You still worked for Rockworks.
Oh, Cockworks. I think I remember talking to your dad then. Fuck, nice. Rockworks. Actually, it got me up here in the first place, so not fuck Rockworks. I do remember talking to your father.
Nice.
For sure. Did you send Y2K9 that day?
Maybe. I think,
or Swisher Sweets.
I think I did Y2K9 later with Brian. But that,
what, Nuge?
With Nugie, yeah.
Oh, Nugent, fucking legend.
Yes.
Love that man.
Wait, so Doug, where are you from, actually?
I am from, well, Simpsonville, South Carolina. So
Simpsonville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. So I mean, I don't know. But I mean, I could go into like, hey, how did you get into rock climbing?
Why not? Yeah, tell how did you? I don't know that.
So birthday party, 15 years old, Chris Schell went to his birthday and they had a 30 degree, like kind of, you know, incline, and I fucking couldn't like do shit on it. And I was like, this sport fucking sucks, you know, but I went to a birthday party and then somehow like at 15 years old. And then I just, you know, became psyched over the years. And Tad Nielsen and Miles Bridges, they were my coaches. And
nice.
And started like competing JCCA and
oh, sick, dude.
I think I remember I have a memory of a comp that won.
I didn't know you did the JCCA circuit, dude.
I did a little bit. I got a t-shirt, you know. You know. Fucking burned it. Hell yeah. know, so nice. No, but I you know, I did do a little bit of JCCA and but that, I mean, that's kind of was my start. I mean, I was playing like inline hockey and shit, and I was in scouts, and I just started climbing nice. More often. And I was like, I bought a Trango harness. I thought I was fucking cool.
Dude, nice.
Man, my feet are sweaty as fuck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's gross.
Ew, it's gross. Dude. But before you climb, you were like a runner, right?
No, actually, I did not get into running. So honestly, now that I look back on it, I was a climber before anything, which is actually pretty interesting. So I started running like my senior year in high school.
Yeah.
I actually worked at a bike shop and I did a lot of mountain biking and road biking. And then that kind of led me to running. And I kind of always climbed.
Yeah.
I guess it's pretty interesting now that I look back and I'm 38. I've never really quit climbing ever.
That's
I've
awesome.
Always yeah. climbed. Yeah, man, it's a great sport. Everything else sucks.
Yeah.
So.
But, dude, you just I want to talk about running because, like, you're a fucking very strong climber. Like, you've climbed AB, but you've also done sub-3 marathons, dude. What'd you say?
I have. It was a soft AB.
We take it.
Full-size okay. man, take flashed by shit, Jimmy dude. Webb. He may have started in the wrong place.
Ooh.
I guess yeah, Dave take Wetmore. That shit, dude. J-Webb didn't even do it right.
Hey, Dave Wetmore, the FA, didn't even do it right. You know?
Hey.
That's that. If you know, you know. You know, so
I love you, Dave.
Whatever.
I didn't know Dave put that one up. That's rad.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, there's like some horrible glue on it and shit, but it's a good boulder and it's striking. It's like the first thing that you see.
But didn't he get full size too?
He got mid size probably was not FA'd by Dave.
It was Zeb Engberg, I think.
Oh, that guy's a genius. He's yeah. very smart.
He lives here.
Math. Fuck math. he lives out there. What does he do now? Is he like flying
I
rockets?
Think he teaches math.
Oh, fuck that whole Sick. Subject.
He has that cool 9. What's that cool 9 that is near the Littleton gym, dude?
Oh, the compactor?
Yeah.
That's his?
Yeah, he put that thing up.
Oh, Nate sure. knows more about shit than we... Oh, he went out there with Kasha, dude. That's yeah. how yeah. he knows. He knows the history.
Kasha showed me
so,
that
all right, time. Sam asked about running.
Yes.
So it's actually really interesting. So I moved up here in 2012. I started working for Rockworks. That's where you and I met at the Hideaway around that time.
Right.
And I was always kind of running. I was like a decent runner in high school. I mean, nothing to like... It wasn't that great. I mean, I was probably like V9, V8, maybe. But I ran for a school, and I ended up quitting running for like 10 years. I can get into it, but I have a lot of anxiety around running because I just – every time I would get like nervous before practice, and like I was like trying to do the same like levels of intensity. And I was like, if I am not hitting this mark, like if you were to go climbing and you don't climb like a V10, you're just like starting to feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're
yeah.
like, oh man, I'm nervous because am I going to climb this or not? And so it just became very unhealthy for me. So I ran for 2 years in a school and then I like quit altogether. And that was like really good. And then I went to Clemson and I graduated there. But anyways, I quit running for like 10 years actually.
So when did you get back into it?
I got back up into it. I did... It's really funny. I did an Ironman, like a full Ironman. So if the climbing world doesn't know an Ironman, people get tattoos for Ironman, but it's kind of like lame. Like if you got an Ironman tattoo, you're a fucking loser. Dana, I love you. You're never going to listen to this, but you're a fucking loser. You have an Ironman tattoo. But you swim.
What if you go to the Olympics and you get an Olympics tattoo?
That's not that fucking bad.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of G. Like if Daniel Coleman gets that, I'll fucking be like, yo, what up, dog? You know, like, that's cool. Like, you know, like that's cool. You want to get like a, hey, what did he get, bronze?
Silver.
Silver. Okay,
yeah, get a silver medal. You got a silver medal.
He went to
that's a neck tat. That's a neck tat. Silver medal.
You could like, absolutely neck tat that.
So I did an Ironman, and this was in 2016, and I was actually like engaged. I was gonna propose during like at the end of the Ironman, like with this fucking ring and everything. I had this like plan, but like once you get the ring, you just kind of unload it. But anyways, an Ironman, it's 2.4 miles of swimming, it's 112 miles on the bike, and it's 26.2 miles of running all in a row. And it's hard to complete. You don't know how your body's going to react. Like what happens is you just your muscles just get extremely, but they don't get fatigued. Your muscles cramp in a way they've never cramped before. Whoa. Like imagine like the worst forearm pump that you've ever had. Like that will happen to your legs, and it's because you need to like ingest a lot of salt. I just didn't know what I was doing. And I wasn't like I was like a kind of a good athlete as a runner in college, and then I quit for 10 years, and then I like. Me and this buddy, Chris De La Rosa, we did a half Ironman.
De La Rosa. Love that
I
kid.
I love De La Rosa.
What a beast.
Like, he is awesome.
That kid has
great guy.
Huge titties. He's got fucking
does.
Yams.
He's a sick boy, and he climbs great. So we did a half Ironman out in Boulder, Colorado together.
Nice.
And then that kind of just was like, man, I would love to do a full Ironman because that really means something. Like if you finish an Ironman, it is a big deal. And I think my time was like 12 hours and 22 seconds. It just says a lot about yourself, and it's like it's a bitch to finish. You have to train a lot, and I was probably putting in like 20 hours a week of just training, like miles, bike rides, running, the whole nine. So I kind of had that background in 2016. I did not propose to my wife then. That's a whole other story. But that kind of started me to get back into running. I ran a couple of marathons, and it wasn't until 2019 when I started taking running very seriously. So a thing in running, it's always like you want to break 3 hours. And to break 3 hours in a marathon is 6:51 pace for 26.2 miles.
So
it might not seem hard, but it gets fucking really hard. And the race of a marathon is pretty boring. It doesn't get exciting for you as a human until you're like 20 deep.
Jesus
and then you really
Christ.
Get to find out who the fuck you are. Because at 20 miles, one of my best buddies, and I met him on the Charles River. It's really funny. And I'm gonna finish that story. But the way I met this guy up here is one day we were running and we were just hitting every streetlight together. And then finally I looked at him. I was like, "Hey, you want to fucking run together?" And he's like, "Sure." And I kid you not, I'm like, I've taken showers in this man's house. And so we're running down the Charles River in Boston, and we keep clipping. And then we're just like chatting up, and I'm finding out about his life. He's finding out about mine. I don't see this guy. I like try to find him on Strava. If anybody knows anything about running, you always have Strava. Just to like
You need Strava.
It's like your 8A, but it's way better. 8A sucks. Strava's like very
superior. Correct.
But basically,
wait, say that one more time. Say that one more time a little louder.
Fucking 8A sucks, dude.
8A sucks.
8A is awful. But we're all on it, and I love seeing you two on Sidebar. I don't even know why I went on this tangent.
Dude, the Sidebar.
Your boy that you met running.
But I know, yeah. But I met this guy, Mike, on the river, and I just was so impressed by his like resume of like what he's done in running. And I said something to him, and I kid you not, and I wish I had. I actually could find this on my phone. He told me how fast he had ran a half marathon and a marathon, and I go, "Holy shit, man, you have a big dick." I said that. And he laughed. He loved it. So I'm trying to figure out what this guy's name is to decompress after this run. And I'm not kidding you. I find his Strava, and he goes, "I met this dude named Doug today on the river, and he said I had a big dick." That was his Strava title. Dude.
Hell yeah.
Dude, no
didn't
way.
See him. I did not see this man for months. Didn't see him for months. I see him again at a light. General area. He's like, "Doug." I'm like, "Mike?"
Let's
and then
go.
We became great fucking friends. And so that's that kind of awesome. Started me in 2019 is right when I met Mike.
Yeah.
And we're great friends to this day. He's about to have his third kid.
Shout out Mike.
His wife is. Shout out Mike Espejo. You're fucking awesome. He's a legend. But the first marathon I ran, and I was like very serious. I ran in Burlington, Vermont, and I wanted to break 3 hours. And I was running very fast in the beginning, and I just kind of blew up, and I ran a 3:01:45.
Oh.
A minute 45 is actually, when you're running, it's kind of a long time.
Yeah.
It really is. Over the course of like when you're running at like your absolute limit, you would not think like a minute and 45 seconds is a long time. But think about how many seconds per mile you have to like tick into that.
Right.
You know, and then once you become very, very, very elite, a minute 45 is like a lifetime. You
crazy.
Know, because right now the world record in the marathon is like it's for a legal marathon. It's like 2:01 and change, which is
that's
absolutely
insane.
Fucking Dude, that's like
what's the pace? What's the pace of 201? Oh, dude,
it's like fucking, I can't even do one. It's like fucking 436.
For 26 miles?
Dude, and the guy is like, I always say he's like Morgan Freeman. Like, if that dude was like, Doug, fucking run into traffic, I'd be like, all right, Kipchoge.
Holy shit.
So 301.45, this, I always kind of like to tell the story. So the next like marathon that I did, I picked up a coach and I started changing some things. I started hanging out with Mike. Great guy. And I was like, I really want to break 3 hours. And so I registered for this marathon. It was, the Hartford Marathon, and it was, October 12th.
Yes.
And so kind of leading up to that race and kind of how our marathon build looks like, you know, you're running around 70 miles a week and I would do it in 6 runs.
Yeah. Do you mind actually going through how you prepare for a marathon?
Yeah. I'm drinking, what is this?
What is
Chardonnay? Yeah. Chardonnay.
Classy.
Can.
Classy.
Nice, dude.
So I have a coach. He's a remote. His name's Michael Crouch. He's a great guy. I don't want him to listen to this podcast. I curse way too much. But he, you know, kind of the buildup looks like a typical build for a marathon. You know, it's probably like 120 days over the course. Like,
wow.
So, you know, in a 3 months time frame, you're kind of like slowly progressing, which is really funny because as climbers, we just kind of go in and you're just like, I'm just going to climb at 100% all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Well, what you can't do in running is you cannot run 100% all out all the fucking time. You actually take easy days. You run where your heart rate is like very, very low. I don't measure my heart rate because I just become obsessed with it. But there are days like where, I mean, could you imagine going to the gym and just like fucking just climbing jugs? Just that's it.
Right. I don't
do you?
No.
Exactly. No, you like never fucking
would,
right?
I would just bail. Well,
just winning time.
Like, fight it.
I'd be like, yeah, yo, exactly. This sucks. I'm
yeah, you
not
don't do
going
that.
To that.
Yeah, you don't do that. you don't do that. So in running, you have to do that. So typically how a marathon build looks like, or any running build to like get to where you want in terms of goals, is you run 2 hard efforts a week, and then the rest is all easy runs, like very easy, climbing jugs.
Gotcha.
And so kind of on this 2019 build up to break 3, where I kind of failed and ran the 301.45, you run a half marathon like about a month before,
yeah.
So 13.1 miles. And kind of the you know, in order to like, you know, they have like different benchmarks for climbing. If you can do that, you can do this. So kind of in a half marathon, if you're right under 125, hour and 25 minutes for a half marathon, you got a good shot at breaking 3. So I think my PR was like 124.58, so like right under. And I went into this race and I like went to the well. Like when you fucking like dig like as hard as you can,
yeah.
It's like called going to the well. And I'm really fucking good at going to the well. And it's not good to do that all the time because you just spin yourself. So I'll like overdo it in workouts. Like my coach would be like, run this pace. And I'm just like fucking blowing it way out.
Way too, like going
and,
way
know,
too hard.
Going way too hard because that stacks up. You got to think about a marathon build. It's 120 days, like I said. So you get pretty fucking tired. So anyways, I ran a really good race. I ran a 122.04. I like smashed it for the fitness that I was at this time. And I don't know what was happening, but like my hamstrings were just like, or my legs just were locked up. And this is a month out from this marathon that I had like trained all this time for. I was the fittest I had ever been. And I was like really scared. And I didn't know what would happen, you know, because you're like, fuck, man, I've prepared really hard. Now I'm going to have to like wait another time. So I kind of took it a day at a time.
What do you mean they were locked up? Sorry to interrupt.
Like I just couldn't like extend my legs. Like they couldn't run fast. Like I couldn't, I couldn't run workouts for whatever reason. I didn't know what was wrong with
me. So like you would stretch and it wouldn't do anything.
Like stretching, believe it or not, now that I know what this is like bad for you when you have tendonitis. It's like bad for you. It inflames everything.
Shit.
Yeah. So
I never knew that.
So I never, it's like, it's crazy. I'm not a physical therapist or anything, but a buddy of mine, Jack Schickler, awesome, awesome climber. If you know him, most motivating dude ever. Shout out to Jack Schickler. Very strong, smashed Roses and Blue Jays right in my face. It was great.
Let's
and he's a physical therapist out of New York. Really good dude, but he was giving me a lot of PT to try to kind of rehab to figure out what the fuck was wrong with my legs. So we're getting closer to the race. This is October 12th. I pretty much have told my coach, I was like, Michael, like, let's pivot. Let's do another race. Let's do Philly. It's in a month later, which I'm glad I didn't do because Philly was like cold rain and that would be fucking terrible. Ooh. So Monday, the week of the race, Mike and I, the guy I met on the river, we're going to do it together. We were going to like run 7 miles on a Monday, barely could fucking do it at like 8 minute pace, which is bad. like going into a marathon where I'm going to run a marathon at like 6:40 pace and I can't even run 8 minutes for 7 miles, something's up. So I get a massage on Wednesday of that week and the race is on a Saturday. Shit doesn't feel right. I take Thursday off. Friday I run 3 miles and I legit could not run 3 miles.
What?
Like the day before the race. So I told my coach, like, pretty much like, hey coach, like I'm going to fucking drop out of this race. I'm not going to do it. We're going to pivot and we're going to do Philly in a month. I'll register for it. But I'm going to run with my buddies like Mike and Dana, because I'll be trained for this marathon. We'll start together. I'll drop out after 5 miles when I see my wife, like, cause my wife was just pregnant with our first son, Caleb, at the time. So my wife was at the 5 mile marker and that's where she was going to be. My wife is a planner. And so that's important to kind of know. But we'd never had a plan that day to run further than 5 miles. I'm serious.
Yeah.
So I like woke up that morning at like 4:45, 5, and I warm up and I still feel bad. Like my legs feel that tightness. I don't know how to explain it, but they just do not feel good. I ran a mile. They still felt bad. Here's kind of the funny part. So we get to the race and the gun goes off or whatever. You sing the national anthem, and which always gets me kind of fired up.
Dude, it gets like, fired up.
Yeah, let's go. So first mile goes off, second mile. Dude, the second mile hits, I take a piss in a porta potty because I'm like, I'm literally dropping out. I swear to God, I'm dropping out in 3 miles. So like, who fucking cares? And then I like, then I see my wife and I see my dog. I love my dog. His name's Waco. Yep. He's a fucking awesome Australian Shepherd. And I just became a fucking like absolute maniac and just a beast, dude. And like every fucking mile, I'm like pounding my chest, like possessed, dude. I like hit like 6 miles, 8 miles, 10 miles. I hit 13. I hit 13 at like 128.08 and I felt fucking just lights fucking out. Running the race of my life.
Yes.
I hit 17. I see my boys. I see Dana, and because they're way better than me at this time, and they still are better than me a little bit. They're running the other way, and they see me, and they're like, man, you look good. I'm like, fucking bitch, I know I look good right now. And so I'm just, like, running. Dude, the next thing you know, I'm fucking crossing the finish line crying at, like, 2:55:17. I fucking just smashed it.
Yes.
And, what? Like, and I was broken for, like, 4 months, dude. Whoa. I ran my body to, it's like, I shouldn't have been able to do that day. I just was, like, fucking injured. And I got MRIs, and it was like, I think I had like fluid in my hamstrings or something. So I had to do a lot of rehab to like get my hamstrings to load them the right way and to get my glutes to fire.
So what year was this? So that was the first time. This marathon.
That was 2019.
That was the first marathon you ran?
I've done a couple others. So in the Ironman, I'd done one. There was a progression.
But that was the first one you went sub 3.
And I did it by a good margin, like a significant, like a definitive, like, fuck you, I did.
That's
this,
like, you know? I looked it up I looked up your most recent time, which was like 2:58, right?
2:57.
2:57.
It was 2:57.11.
Okay.
Not that bad, but it's Boston, so it was good.
But I looked it up, and that's like in the 98th percentile of like times.
Yeah, I mean, I was, I'll get into that race too, because that's actually really cool, and then we can like go wherever, but, you know, I ended up my PR, I did it in 2021, to 2:47. It's like 6:20 something.
That's
pace.
Amazing.
I was sick, fucking, dude. I
finished
that
8B?
Shit.
Is that 8B marathon?
Nah. Adam will fucking, if he listens to this shit. I would say that's like a solid V10. I mean, that's a respectable time.
That's crazy.
And it's a good time.
And
it's
like, so like,
very respectable.
Like, Adam Andra of marathon is fucking, what was the time again?
Dude, the guy that's the best marathoner in the world, and if you know Dylan Barks, he's a runner.
Yeah.
He's fucking,
yeah.
Dude,
beast.
Dylan is a fucking
beast.
Legend, too.
Dude, he's an animal.
He would agree, too. I think the best runner in the world is far superior to any climber at this point.
Yeah.
I think we're getting there. Like, you got the Will Bosses. You know, but I still think running is on another level. People have been doing it for longer, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything's been tweaked out.
Yeah, like this Boston, that was kind of like a grit story too, because I climbed on Wednesday the day before and I fell and pretty much like broke my foot. I have photos of it.
Dude.
We could put it on the podcast. Like, my foot was like swollen. It was black and blue. It was fucked up. It was really bad. And I was very concerned. I like was concerned about how much I could weight it. And, but you know, I kind of thought back to that 2019 time, and, you know, I fucking just ran, like, I didn't run the time exactly what I wanted, but I broke 3 hours, and the biggest stage in the world, Boston Marathon, Eliud Kipchoge was there, 257.11, my whole family was there. And I finished, and I was proud. Like, when you finish a good race and you feel good, you just fucking feel good.
Can I ask you, because this most recent marathon, like, it wasn't just Emily standing on the side of the road, which is your wife. It was Emily and Caleb. Yeah. And I'm sorry,
Caleb.
What's your second son's name again?
Alex. Little Alex wasn't there. He was at school.
Okay.
But Mike was there on Heartbreak Hill.
Does that pump you up to see your fucking child and your wife?
You know, I was like, at that moment, I have a video of me running past them, and I'm just like pretty much like white girl wasted, like fucked. I was in a bad place. I was dark. I was in a like tunnel vision. Like,
struggling.
I mean, I never got dizzy or anything like that. I'm pretty resilient. I mean, sometimes that does happen. I mean, you get fucking like lightheaded. But I saw my son and my wife, and I was like in a bad place. And then like, that's why I kind of say the marathon really starts at like mile 20. That's like when you're really fucked up.
Yeah.
And then the last six miles doesn't seem that far, but man, after you've run 20 really hard, and if you haven't paced yourself and you're on a course that you're not used to, like Boston's very hard to run because it's a lot of downhill, and then you hit the hills and it just really gasses you.
Whoa. Can you describe the, like, what do you mean by like the last 6 miles is when you find out like who you really are? Like, what that feels
dear
like?
God. You know, you have a vision of like, you know, like I want to finish and I want to have energy. I want to put my like hands up, or I'll even do Strava fucking runs. And like, I'm going to make a witty ass post when I finish about like how big my dick is or something, you know, like you'll say something like that. But when you finish, you just like never do. So you have these aspirations of like, you know, how things should go. And sometimes things just do not go the way that you want them to go. And so kind of what defines you as like a human is like when you get fucking like knocked off, you get knocked off like whatever trajectory you thought that it was going to go, the ability to like get back and fucking go to the grindstone. And so kind of the last 6 miles really fucking sucked for me at Boston. It did not go good, but I kept the pace and I like kind of let go of whatever goal it was to just finish as fast as I could. And so my mile pace, I was averaging like 6:30s, which was just pretty good for the fitness that I was in at that time. I wasn't the best I ever been, but you know, I was walking like, which I hate fucking walking because it sucks. But I would walk for like 5 seconds, like purposeful walks, like to consume all the water, all that gel, because you're taking sustenance in.
Yeah.
And just as I'm fucking like walking, just knowing like, hey man, I'm juicing myself up. Like, let's fucking go. Like, I'm not going to sit here and feel sorry for myself and feel like a little bitch. I'm going to fucking go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm getting passed by a lot of people, but I don't fucking care about anybody else. It's just like, hey, let's get to the fucking finish and let's get to where I can get.
Yeah.
So a secondary goal, I'm not going to lie, was to break 3 hours. And it was like, cause I want to run Boston again. And, I'm not going to not run Boston until I'm like really fully happy with what I did. And really wasn't that happy with it, but I was happy enough because I saw the family, broke 3 hours. But you really find out who you are as a person when you're having to like dig deeper than you've ever fucking dug.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that. That's a rock climber. I mean, not every sin. You know what's really funny is like when you watch somebody rock climbing, you're like, and they'll say in the video on Instagram, man, I was fucking like to the limit. And that was so hard, or that felt so like off. But then you watch it and it just feels like normal. And you're like, man, that wasn't even like that shaky, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't even that bad. But you don't know what like they're going through. You don't know how they grab the holds.
Right.
But you know, they're fucking fighting for like dear life to get to the boulder. And you know, you have to approach that same mentality to marathoning. It just takes longer to get to that point because you're not on a rock for fucking that long.
Is it like,
you know?
Is it like sport climbing kind of? Like, can it break down in that way?
You can definitely. It's just, yeah. If it was like the red, yeah. You know, the marathon's just like the red. You know, everything everything
like
at the
nothing
red,
matters
you know?
The first like 80 feet.
Yeah, nothing.
You're just trying to get to the last 20.
If it's like a very sustained route, you're just trying to get to the end, and like the, with the least amount of energy as like possible.
Yeah.
and you're taking a lot of things into account. And just like climbing, you're having to pay attention to like weather. I mean, dude, right. I'm like a little bitch. Like I'm like, oh fucking, the humidity's high. The dew point. Oh no, like the wind. You know, like believe it or not, the, like, wind. The wind will fuck you up, dude. The
my 13 like, miles is gonna feel like shit today, dude.
Dude, yeah, like, yeah. And so you know, even Boston Marathon, dude. There's I think. How many major marathons? There's like maybe 7 major marathons on the planet, or 6.
Yeah.
Boston's one of them. It's the oldest. Elio mm-hmm. Kipchoge ran this year and fucking blew it. Didn't win. Mm. Like totally projected to win.
Where's he from?
Did not win. He is Kipchoge. Somebody's gonna kill me for this. I think I would say Kenya.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. He's not a skinny white man. Sorry. You know, he's gotcha. An absolute legend of the sport.
Kenya. Yeah, he's from Kenya.
He is? Okay.
Yes.
He's incredible. Like, I definitely challenge anybody that's listening to this, listen to that man talk. He is the most inspirational person I've ever heard. This dude probably has made north of $1 million, which in running, that is big. He's definitely made over that. And he still sleeps on the floor and, like, eats rice. And, like, dude, that guy is... Well, I can't say enough of good things about how fucking incredible
that's
he is.
That's sick.
Beast.
So,
do you get more inspired
by... totally dedicated.
Do you get more inspired by runners or climbers?
Man. You know, I get more inspired by like watching my friends climb. I was talking to this with somebody the other day. I would rather watch videos of you two climbing than I would rather see like fucking like Will Bot. I mean, like, dude, all the respect in the world, but
yeah.
I get more motivation watching my boys like from down south, Adam Johnson, George Evans, Andy Bouton, all these guys, like when they send me videos, like that gets me fucking fired up way more. In terms of running, it's kind of crazy because I get more fired up I just said almost running, so maybe like that was a Freudian slip.
Oh my, Freudian slip.
I would say I would get more motivated from climbing.
Yeah.
I do. Because I am a climber. I've quit running, but I've never quit climbing. Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you consider yourself a climber.
Totally more, over running.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely a better climber than I am a runner. I will not get to that level. And I just feel like you can climbing, you just can kind of bang your head against a wall for long enough and you can get as good as you want. But there's limits. But like relatively speaking.
Yeah.
You know.
Man. How so, oh, this is kind of a pivot here, but relevant. What does it feel like to become a dad?
Oh, dude. So I kind of approach everything in life as like, I just like, we'll figure it out as I like get there.
Yeah.
And it's just, dude, it's very, it completely changes everything. It changes the relationship with your partner. I would say I've become more patient in my life, but I probably haven't. I want to. But once they start like making, you know, the baby phase for me is really hard. It's not fun. It sucks. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you're a future dad out there, babies, not that fun. But once they make eye contact, they start getting fun and it becomes a really, really good time. But now, like, man, I wouldn't like trade it for the world. Like Caleb, I have videos of him like climbing now, dude. A 30-degree wall, oh, jug to jug. I mean, I've seen this fucking swag, dude. He'll drop an arm. I mean,
ooh,
it's like,
sick.
I mean, it's like nasty. That's crazy. Like,
hell yeah, dude.
It's fun. Oh, that's and so if you've cool. seen this, like, I'm gonna go ahead and make a shout out to myself. Full plug right here. I've taken my son climbing and hiked with him, and he's seen me climb more double digit boulders than fucking anybody.
Let's go.
And he doesn't care because he's like crying about snacks as I'm fucking smashing. You know? But I've had to like carry his ass out there. I mean, my buddy Andrew will like make fun of me. He like fell in a thorn bush and I'm like fucking like trying to climb some bullshit at Lincoln Woods.
Lincoln Woods. Yeah. Yo, Caleb, shut up. I'm trying to climb at Lynn Woods.
Caleb just straight fell in a bush.
So, I'm seeing a therapist now because of that. No, I'm just kidding. No. It's incredible, you know, like to be able to take your kids places and now like Caleb is 3 and a half and he's like a little fucking homie. It like, you know, like I said though, from the beginning, like you don't know what ticks. I'm the type of person like there's people who like plan it out and how their life will change. And they're already thinking that. I'm just thinking it as it like fucking rolls at me. I'm like, all right, here's a go. Here's how we do it. And my wife is like, I think why we work together well is she's incredibly like, she's very driven. And then she's like, plans fucking everything. Like, if he's crying at this point in time, it's because he's going through this stage in his life. Whereas I'm just sitting here, just like, bah, bah, I fucking hate myself. You know, like, we're not sleeping at night, you know? Yeah. Like, you don't hear all the stories from, like, here's a thing that you don't ever hear from anybody. Like, kids get sick at daycare, and then, therefore, you get sick.
Mm. Like, always get fucked. Sick.
Yeah. Like, you're fucking, and we were in COVID, too, and Caleb was born during COVID. So we're, like, fucking put his ass in daycare, and then we're, like, fucking patient zero the whole fucking time. Like, man, my nose is running anymore. Like, how much snot can I drip right now, dog?
You're dripping.
This shit sucks.
Your nose was wet.
Like, I'm fucking wet. I'm wet on Aereo and 8A, by the way.
Good. I hope you never change it.
Yeah, not changing
it. I hope
that.
You never Gens, change it.
Plug that, buddy. You know, so.
Gens?
So yeah. Yeah, love Yens, but it's awesome. So if you have kids, mad respect. You know, more people should fucking put that on a resume. Like, dude, I raised two kids. Like, fuck what else you've done in your professional career. Mm. If you can raise some kids, you can fucking have a job. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm just saying it's, like, not easy. It's a test. It's never going to be over. Every stage is probably going to be different, but it's rewarding. It's fun. I love my kids. Two boys, we're done. I was gonna chop it off, but my wife got her tubes tied. What? You know, so like, Emily, I hope you don't listen to this. So, yeah,
we love you, Emily. How does it change you?
I love you.
Does it change you?
I mean, I'm still like immature, for sure. But
well, that's
I'm
just
careful.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I'm careful around them. You know, when you see their face and everything, it's like you will die for your kids. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, so I think, you know, I'm willing. Okay. Great question. Now that I think about it, I definitely am like less selfish. Like the things that I do are very selfish. Like I run, I climb, you know, unless I can incorporate them and I think about my partner too, like I'm trying to, and I do a lot, you know, like I'm working, I'm climbing, I'm running, I'm being a husband, I'm being a father, you know, you have to, and I'm trying to do that like in train, like all like 7 days a week,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it can't happen like that. No matter how fucking dialed you've got it, you don't. And so there are days that you miss, like, right now I can only get like 3 sessions of climbing in. 3 climbing related sessions in a week. That's it.
Yeah.
Climbing in like outside this season took a hit. Just busy with the job and everything. So
how does that go? Do you normally try to do like a day each weekend? Is that kind of your grind?
Like, honestly, I was able to kind of like make it happen during the week. Like if I can climb, like, unless I can, I'm never going to ditch both kids and my wife to go outside. Like I have to bring a kid, you know, for sure. And Alex doesn't really nap. So, like, to any parents who there that understand nap schedule, like, dude, my son, like, naps 2 hours cumulatively in a day. Caleb?
Crazy.
That mother effer could sleep for 4 hours straight if you
heck
let him.
Yeah, you could get
and
a
he's
full
three and a half.
With his nap.
Nice. Like, I could freaking go and hit a boulder and come back and, like,
yeah, dude, and he's still sleeping.
Playing,
you could even
playing
eat,
pocket
dude.
Pool,
grab like, a quick shower.
Shower, like, everything, dude. And that fool's still sleeping. But Alex... That dude like wakes up, so I guess he gets it from me. But I mean, I crash hard when I go to sleep. But it's unreal. So I think, you know, I'm definitely less like selfish in terms of just like growing. So I'd say I have like grown as like a human being.
Nice,
you know, in that sense. So
do you think Nate and I should become dads?
I think you'd be great, dude. Honestly,
I think I'd smash. To be honest, I think I'd kill.
Yeah. Wait. Here's another question.
You figure it out.
Do you think I should impregnate Nate?
Whoa.
If that fucking can happen, yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're in a great, like, yeah, great period of time of recovery. You can do whatever you want, Sam.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But you think we should become dads?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people, I feel like,
you two are good people. Like, y'all are really, really good friends of mine. No, absolutely. Y'all are good people, and it would be stressful, I'm not going to lie. Like, raising kids is not easy. But, like, dude, billions of people who are way more fucked up than all three of us have fucking done it.
Yeah.
So if those fucking losers can do it, you two losers can do it.
I feel like I hear a lot of people my age talking about, like, I'm never going to have kids. Fuck that. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's this generation. No one I know is like.
Play it by ear.
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not, like, stressed about it.
I still don't really want them, but I'm kind of indifferent to it now.
Uh-huh.
But just play it by ear. Like, you know, you don't know. Like, my sister swore off never having a kid, and now she's a mom. And she was, like, much like me, like, very selfish, very stuck in her ways. And she's a fucking great mother. You know, she's a great mother my... Dude, my nephew's name is Conway Steele Pierce.
Holy like shit.
Like, what?
Secret agent.
Yeah.
Conway. Yeah.
Conway
so Steele.
Something that makes
just
a lot of
just
money,
call him
dude.
Steel. Oh, that's we so Steel. That's so badass, dude.
Damn, bro.
That kid
it
bucks.
Is pretty badass. And Steele cool doesn't name, give bro. A fuck. Like, this dude would jump off my house. I'm like, jeez, dude.
Did he
like,
jump off your house?
Oh, the other... Oh, dude, actually, segue right here. He came up to visit, and I got some badass uncle points because there was an abandoned mini-golf place, and Steele was like, yo, I want to go there. And I was like, dude, it's closed down. We can't go there. Actually, I drove by. I was like, all right, at the gate outside is open, we're going in.
Let's go.
Dude, the gate was open. We fucking rolled up in that bitch. Yeah. And Caleb was screaming, crying. Like, he did not want to be there. But I was like, yo, dude, this is sick. Like, they had, like, this fucking fake-ass rock. We were, like, inside of it.
Yeah.
I might go up there now and just, like, get some fucking, like, golf balls and a putter and just fucking...
Just putt around.
You know. Just put it around,
was just
fuck
abandoned?
It.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, Salisbury. It's $1.2 million, dude. Fuck that place.
Dude, when I'm coming home to visit at some point this summer, we got to go do that.
We're going mini golfing.
We're
going to
go mini golfing.
Follow-up podcast.
We can record a follow-up podcast at the mini golf.
Absolutely.
How long have you lived in New England now?
So I moved up here, I think it's like 13 years. I was living with my parents until I was like 28.
Uh-huh.
It kind of took me a long time to get like my shit like figured out, like what the fuck I wanted to do. I was working on my master's in business and dropped out. Just like, fuck school. School sucks. I'm sorry. Everybody that wants to continue their education,
I'm not offended.
I fucking appreciate it, but not for me. And I actually... This is funny. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, and I went out with Louder Than 11 to the outdoor retailer when Jordan Shipman was there.
Nice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
John Glassberg. And I flew out there with, like, sorry, John, I kind of wanted to work for you, but I just kind of networked out there to try to, like, land on my feet somewhere.
Hell yeah.
But I started just, like, really thinking about, like, what I wanted to do in life, and I knew it was sales because I love sales. And my dad's a VP of sales. He's retired. But I found this company, Rockworks, and I called them up. And kind of how I interview with, like, anything when I'm interviewing now is I say, like, you know, I'm the type of person, like, you put me in a desert and I wouldn't be able to survive. But what I can do is I can find a person and I will fucking thrive.
Ooh,
and I have, like,
a
lot of examples. Yeah, it's like a bar. You know, it is. And it's very true. I have a story in Africa at how Emily and I didn't go to the right. And I'll just fucking say it and then I'll finish that. We were in South Africa, I think, when Sam and you may have been there. It was our honeymoon, the best honeymoon ever, with Kai and Liam.
Was I there when you were there? I don't know if I was.
The first, yes.
Was I?
I think you were. Yeah, your brother was there. You were there.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah, you were there. You were fucking there. Under, and I'll get back to why I moved to New England, but I think this is like a very good
story.
Do it. So part of the, we went on our honeymoon, I think it was like 2018. You were there. Your brother was there. Cause I like was a blood, it was a bloodbath under Pendragon, that V11.
Yes.
Remember? Yes. I sent it like 11
yes,
hours in.
Yes. I remember.
Holy shit.
Or like, oh, no, not 11, but it was like 11 goes. Like, I'm not kidding you. To the people listening to this have been on Pendragon, I was getting to the upside reverse toe hook, which I'm terrible at bat hangs. I got there 10 times. Sent it on my 11th. I yelled so loud, Alex Magos didn't know what the fuck was up. He was there. Ned Baring was there. Shauna Coxley was there.
Yeah.
Who would be impregnated by Ned Baring. baby. Congratulations. Full circle. So, yeah. So, anyways, so my wife and I, and then I sent Oral Office.
Yes.
That was my
first 12 points.
First
oh, dude, that footage is so sick.
Amazing.
Dude, and it's pretty cool because Liam, I love Liam and Kai.
Shout out
Liam
and Kai.
Liam was like, are you going to do it? Shout out to Liam and Kai. Are you going to do it the little tiny man, tiny Asian man way? And I did. I fucking grabbed that little cramp and did it the tiny Asian man. So, shout out to tiny Asian men. You guys are fucking great.
They're
the
way
you do sky,
best.
Dude, the way tiny Asian men and tiny people do sky is incredible.
Amazing.
The double dino. Carlo Traversi, you bald fuck, just like me. You did it the same way.
Amazing.
Shout out, dude.
Yo, look at that.
So anyways, so we're on our honeymoon, and so we go climbing, and we're with our friends, and then we go on the safari. Well, part of the safari is like, and I'm still gonna go into why we moved to New England.
Keep going, it's fine.
Yeah, so we're driving around, and we're gonna go to one of like this. It's almost like an Airbnb. It's like a village. It's called Wolf Cop, and we had like a shitty
Wolf
GPS. Pretty much Wolf Cop. W O L F K O P F F.
Got you.
And so we're driving around, and we get to this house that we think should be our like quote unquote Airbnb, and it's filled with people, and it's late at night. We don't know where we're going. We're calling the head office. They're not answering. And at this point, Emily is like full scale crying. And it's kind of, this is like full circle in the story of like, put me in a desert and I'll survive once I meet people. And we went to multiple, we don't know where to go. We had nowhere to sleep. It's like 9 p.m. It is getting dark. It's in Africa. And I see a group full of people, you know, on this doorstep where we like, and we just were asking for help. Like Emily was freaking out. I get out of the house. I talk to these people. I tell them like what we're trying to do, who we're trying to speak with,
because
I knew we were kind of in the right area. Dude, next thing you know, they fucking like come in. They made me grab a beer. My wife is crying in the car on the wrong side, you know, because it's on the other side. I'm like rolling out with like a fucking Black Label beer. And if you drink African beer, you know that's a real beer.
That's just legit.
And I'm drinking a Black Label. And I'm like, hey, it's going to be okay. We're going to hang out with these people. And it was like South Africa's best chef was there. And we fucking partied with these people.
What?
And then we ended up finding a place.
Yes,
yeah. Dude. And then they added us on Facebook and we're like fucking hitting us up.
What?
It was like sick, dude.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I should tell that in interviews, but I don't. So why I moved to fucking New England? I moved to New England because I needed a chance to like, I saw all my friends succeeding. Like everybody was doing really good. Nate and I have like a special bond because we both kind of had a issue, and I was like, I gotta fucking like get out of my house like and like get better. And so I was like googling companies in the outdoor industry, and I found this company Rockworks. I built climbing walls, and I swear to God, I called up these people and I didn't even know if they had a job or not. They didn't have a career section, they're not dialed like that. And I spoke to like Ralph Rogers, who's still a good friend of mine to this day, and they're like, or Court Garapi, I don't even know. He sucks.
Court.
Sorry, Court. You fucking suck. he ain't gonna listen to this shit. Anyways, I think I spoke with him, and he was like, "If you're serious about coming up here, about working here, you'll fucking come up here and like stay with us for 7 days to see if you like it." And knowing that I'm the type of motherfucker that I am, I was like, "Yeah, fucking, I'm gonna fucking fill you out on that, dude." I swear to God, I fucking flew up to New England. My dad helped front the cost of the ticket because I didn't have any money. And I get to Logan, and I call up Court, and I was like, I'm here. And he's like, what do you mean you're here? I don't think this motherfucker knew I was coming. He's like, well, my house isn't prepared for you to stay at.
Yeah.
I looked at his house. His house is like fucking like 4,000 square feet, you motherfucker. Like, yeah, well, I could have fucking slept in the woods, dude. So anyways, I went through this trial period of – so I was 28 years old. Now I'm 30. Now I'm 38. So, I mean, no. I want to say –
So yeah, you said 13 years?
No, I thought it would be more. But yeah, like 12-ish years for sure.
Okay.
Now. So, but anyways, he let me stay at – I ended up staying on Ralph Garapi's couch the whole time.
Nice.
You know, that I was here. And they ended up hiring me after. And then I just like – I never left. You know, I started dating somebody at the time, and that didn't go well. But yeah, I never left. And I like New England now.
It's a nice spot.
I mean, we're close to – it's a nice spot. I mean – there's other areas of the country that are probably superior for climbing, but this is pretty good, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you kind of climbed it out here,
no.
Didn't you?
No, not at all.
No?
I didn't do it. I was mostly doing comps back then. If I moved back right now, like I'd have a good time. It'd be nice. There'd be plenty of shit to do.
Well, you're going to come back.
Maybe.
Well, it's going to be hot as fuck when you come back here. We're going to play putt-putt. I know that.
We can go to Smugs. Does Smugs suck in the summer now?
Smugs. No, dude, Smugs is good. It's like, as long as it's like under 70, I still need to do like Fisting the Sky. Like, there's boulders that I have. Like, now I've kind of like combed all the areas of like all the, like the fucking like low hanging fruit. And
yeah,
so now
hold on.
Everything's like hard.
Hold on a minute. You've done like, have you done every V10 in New England? Because for a minute there, you would go out and climb the best thing I've ever seen was because you do not discriminate when it comes to boulders. You don't have
no. I fucking dumpster dive.
you climb trash, but it's amazing.
If it's V10, dude, give it to me, bitch.
Give it to me. There was one post. There was one post hell where you posted dude. Some fucking shit. And Ty Landman comments like, "This looks horrible," and then you reply, "You reply, no, it's way worse than you think."
Dude, so Ty Landman, what an odd friendship. Ty is like Ty is like fucking level keel, like chill, like zen, pretty much. And then you got my ass like polar fucking opposite. But somehow we fucking make it work. I like Ty, dude, and I hope right now he's studying to he's. Just finished med school and he's taking his board. So
beast,
prayers up. I hope you pass he your was boards, at
the,
dude.
Prayers up.
The World Cup this last weekend.
Yeah, he was just here.
Yes, he was a doctor there on site.
Yeah, beast. It was kind of sick.
He give CPR to anybody? I would let him give CPR.
Oh,
to me.
No, he was chatting with some people.
He tried to give me mouth to mouth. I was
he's
like,
a
nah.
Cyclist now, dude.
So were you there, Nate? Did you build that wall?
Yeah. Me and Sam built it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's cool as fuck. Does that give you dude. Some like sense of like fulfillment, enjoyment? It should. Does it? Or do you hate it? It's okay.
I mean, I don't know if people listen to this podcast, but it used to be sick, dude. It used to be fun as fuck every summer.
You know,
yeah.
it was awesome.
This
you
is
get psyched.
This is sad, but like
that's cool, Nate.
I used to fucking love the World Cups. And sorry, I just cut you off, Nate. Is it all right if I finish real quick?
Oh, no, you're fine.
I used to love the World Cups, and then doing these builds, like, no disrespect to anyone who runs these builds because it's a hard fucking thing to do, but it, like, took the magic out of it for me. Does that make sense? Because
yeah, it does.
Totally.
Because the build is just, like, a gritty experience, and it's really hard. I mean, like, it isn't anything like fucking putting up telephone poles, Jesus Christ, but, like,
no, dude, I built a climbing wall before, and it sucks.
Yeah, it's hard work, but
and I'm not like good. I'm not like my super skill is not like working with my hands. You know, that's like not what I'm good at. I think everybody thrives or does something really, really well.
Yeah,
like me, like building shit. That's just like not what I'm good at. You know.
Wait, Nate, what were you about to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, I don't even remember, dude. It's
okay.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
So we built the wall. Jesus Christ. Where were we? New England bouldering. Ty Landman.
New England bouldering.
Ty Landman.
V10s. I've done a lot, like 160. Jesus. I don't know. I mean, I could probably downgrade some of those. Maybe
dude,
more
when
than
the last
that.
Last time you went
so
to
I was
South.
With. Fuck, dude. Man, that trip sucked. I sent fucking Texas Toast. And guess what, people? I named that boulder. Jimmy Webb named that. Because of me. Because I would go around and say, like, fucking smashing Texas Toast into fucking holes, make them greasy. Because all you motherfuckers now that are climbing don't have any ethics. You don't brush holes because you're a little bitch.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, dude, what do you think about the young kids nowadays, dude?
Dude, all right. So I try to take people – I always give people the benefit of a doubt. Which is really funny because, like, my friends that really, really know me, like, I'm trying to get better. I'm seeing a therapist and, like, learning, like, why I do things the way that I do. Just trying to get better as, like, a human being.
Tight.
But, yeah.
Everyone should do that, dude.
Good
for you.
Everybody probably should do that.
That's great.
But I always give people the benefit of the doubt when they're climbing, no matter what. Like, you know,
yeah, that's fair.
And, you know, I try to see people that are, like, young kids, like, you know, Ethan Fortenheim's one of them. You know, I always loved Ethan. I've got a soft spot for him. The kid's a fucking freak.
He's
his
jacked.
Brother. His
dude,
brother
he's an
is.
Animal.
Dude, his brother, Will, he's got a private account. Dude benches 350.
What
I
the
mean, more.
Fuck?
Like, absolute freak show.
What?
He's got yams. Like, he's got
yams.
Heavy yams.
Dude, I want Ethan to break the speed climbing record.
Yes.
Like, I do too.
Like, he got into it a month ago. I want him to just break it in the Olympics.
I just want him
to win gold.
Is he good? Is he good? I know
I don't
Ethan's
know, but
very
he's
good.
A freak at everything, dude. I think he's
I love Ethan.
I think he's already doing six flat.
Ethan's a good person. He's a very good person, but, you know, there's no but. But I try to pick people like him to, like, kind of, like, cultivate. I hope Ethan can corroborate any of this. But, you know, I, like, looked out for him. You know, I just feel like a lot of kids, like, Ethan was very malleable and you could, like, mold him and he would, like, listen. And he does care about people. I mean, I get emotional just like Ethan, so I saw a lot of myself in him. I'm just like not near on the level that he's at. But like kind of teaching kids these days, you see him and just a basic thing of like, hey, other people are fucking climbing. Like you need to wait your turn. I'm serious. Yeah. Like motherfuckers don't even know that. Or like brushing holds. I think Alex Johnson was saying something like that and talking about like old school comps and like what people aren't doing now. I'm not so like, I mean, I just feel like that there's like a big disconnect there. And I don't like when I grew up climbing, and I think you guys could say this. I mean, I started climbing and there were two guys that were legends. If you look at the North Carolina Climbers Guidebook, fucking Doc Bain is on that. That's the guy who taught me how to rock climb, and he ended up dying in a hang gliding accident. But very famous, Buddy Price. Dude, he looked like Rico Suave. He's like 75. The guy's hot as hell.
Beast.
You know, like, you know, these guys like taught me how to like climb, and I would sit in the gym and I started climbing at that birthday party when I was 15 at Rocks and Ropes, and I would just like sit in awe, and they're just like climbing on jugs, but they were like such fucking like legends, and you know, like whatever they told you, you would just like grab onto that and just like, so I just. And then I climb with another guy. I'd go multi-pitching with the same guy that I went to his birthday party with a guy named Aaron. He would take us. Basically, I had to tell my parents he wasn't a pedophile and a rapist, which I do now. Like, I'm like, hey, look, I'm not a pedophile and a rapist, but I want to teach your son not to how to be a little fucking asshole. You know, so.
But what you're talking about.
Let me take him out.
What you're talking about is, like, mentorship. Like, we all grew up with, like mine was, like, Dave.
That doesn't happen now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of mentors now.
Fuck no. No, there's none. Unless they're like people like that have like been like us, that fucking doesn't happen.
Right.
I'll purposely because like for whatever reason, like I don't know, that sucks because you want to like, I mean, there's kids like now like that I see like Ben Kim. You ever seen that?
Beast. What a freak. Holy shit. That kid is like insane. Shout out Ben Kim.
I mean,
holy
shout
fuck.
Out to Ben Kim. Guy's a fucking absolute maniac.
Animal.
Never met him in my life. Absolute, like, I hope that kid goes far places. But, like, you know, you see these kids, and they might need, like, I will never climb as hard as him. I'll never do things like his. But I could definitely, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know him as a human being. I'm sure he's, I hope he's a good guy. But I'm just saying, like,
I think he's 12 or something.
Probably fucking climbing harder than all of us right now. Shit. Nate's drinking tea right now. What is that?
Dude.
What is that, Earl Grey, bitch?
dude, it's some, like, ginger turmeric from... Trader Joe's.
Oh, turmeric. Fucking nice.
It's good for inflammation on the joints.
Yeah, it's like some glutamine.
Turmeric,
you know?
Babe.
But I think you have to drink some pepper for it to react.
I just feel like there isn't like a mentorship vibe in climbing anymore, which sucks.
Yeah, that's fair.
I agree. You know? I feel like I see packs of kids rolling together. Which is tight because it's cool to go out with your friends.
It could be tight butthole. That's tight butthole.
It's tight butthole.
You know, like tight. It's like tight. It's like tight.
Like that's cool though to go out with your friends and stuff. But like I almost see like older guys now, like people in their 30s now, like kind of shying away from like doing that. You know what I mean? From being a mentor.
Oh.
And it's like.
Dude, I feel like I try to disappear now.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Or just like, if there's a crowd, that boulder's not even worth it to me anymore.
Well, and
I get that vibe too.
Me too.
I get what Nate's saying.
But what I'm not saying is that everyone's responsible. You're not. Not everyone is responsible to be a mentor, though. So like, if you want to do that, it's completely fine. But
yeah,
I guess I don't know. Lack of mentorship is like a problem. I feel like.
It's deaf. Yeah, no, I feel that.
I don't know what the solution is.
I don't, not to like lead your podcast, but I do have a post on Instagram that has like maybe 900 likes.
What?
Yeah. Like, dude, so.
Where is it, bro?
So I actually got in a back and forth with Drew Ruana. I did.
You did?
I got kind of a spat, sort of. I don't know. Basically, there's a video on Instagram of like, I don't know, 40,000 views of like a dude fucking doing a dyno on like a V6, and he like go and his legs swing and he kicks a kid in the face.
What?
Like, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I've seen that.
This video.
I've seen that. It's like, all right, fuck that dude who posted that video, but he like mean mugged the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid could have been a little shithead. He could have been a little shithead and.
But he kicked a kid in the face and was like, ha ha ha.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Part of me feels like that is funny. but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but
anyway,
like as
continue.
A dad, I was kind of was like, sure. I'll fucking murder this guy.
Sure, sure.
And so I posted something. I posted a dad ass post, and it's really funny because I posted this dad post like, hey man, like I've been a climber for 22 years, and you know you should be better. I'm a father, and like, bah, you know, whatever I said.
Yeah,
which is probably like, whatever.
I'm trying to find it. Do you remember when you posted it? Was it years ago?
I stopped. Actually, I actually got off Instagram and stopped and didn't allow people to tag me because I was like, I got called Karen so much.
You
like,
got called a Karen?
I'm the last fucking Karen there would ever be, dude.
What are you talking?
So hang on.
You're not a Karen.
Dude, I know I'm not a fucking Karen. I'm cool as fuck.
You are cool as fuck.
I was like, hopefully I didn't like, thanks, man. Hopefully I didn't like just like ruin that. I just thought that would be like good, important information for the world to know. Oh, time out. As of, I've got 847 likes off my comment, and it says, I got to chime in, man. I'm a parent, and I've been climbing for 22 years. Your video angers me. He's still a kid. You should have checked on him. Be better. 849 likes, 122 polite replies.
Yes.
This video has 42,000.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah.
Just DM it to me.
JBMAC. Wow, and this guy's like, you know, like a rocket scientist or something. I hope it, man.
So how old is this kid that he kicks? Can you, wait, yeah, just DM it to me and let me see.
All right.
Pause.
Gold Brick Funhouse.
Dude, that's me.
Dude, this guy sucks. Watch this video. Let's critique this motherfucker. All right,
so he's climbing up this arete.
Oh, dude, he smashes that kid. Holy shit. Oh, wait, that kid's like six years old. I'm not gonna lie, I laughed at it a bunch.
It's okay. It's all right, bro. I love you, dog. But like, look at this whack ass boulder and this whack ass motherfucker right here. Backwards hat. Like,
kid was fine.
Oh man, V6. Like, fuck this guy.
I mean, okay, hold on. So Drew says, kid's never gonna run. By the way, I love Drew. Okay, this is we're not disrespecting.
Me and Drew actually had a little. We had a little back and forth. It was respectful.
Nice.
You know, I let him know. I think I as a father, I was maybe this is something I'm trying to work with in therapy. You know, not be so quick to judge. Maybe I don't know. Number one, this is an 8-second video. Maybe that dude told that kid not to fucking run there. Either way, probably shouldn't have posted it. I still think he sucks because anyone who's posted. Actually, I'm going to take that back because I love Ethan. He posts a lot of indoor videos. But this video is V6. This guy sucks. I feel it in my being. So let's just pretend.
Oh, my God. Right. Everyone's calling you Karen.
Everybody.
Holy shit, dude. You're not a Karen. Fuck these people.
Nah, man. They need to listen to this podcast and get the record straight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
Man, I have a moon board at my house. I don't let my kid run around the gym because I'm respectful for the people around me. That's fair. That's completely fair.
Dude, I know. And everybody's like commenting on my shit. I'm like, did you read all my other posts? And so I'm like getting into fights. Oh, dude. I got one dude from Ireland, like, was talking shit, and I messaged him, and I was like, he had a go-kart picture on his photo, and I was like, yo, go-karts suck. Like, I said that. And then I ended up getting that guy.
Go-karts fucking suck.
No, I'm not kidding you. Yo, me and this dude ended up becoming friends on Instagram. He's like, yo, I'm seeing your videos. He's like, they're pretty sick. And I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, fuck that guy.
You know? Oh, my God.
I, like, doubled down on it. I was like, man, fuck this guy.
Oh, my God.
So
it's, you know, okay, what's the other side saying? Is the other side saying like the parents should have been better and like controlled their kid?
Yeah, like we could split it a lot of different ways. We could say,
right,
the parents, like, whatever, I totally get it, you know, the parents should be better, the gym staff should be better, this kid should be better, but at the end of the day, he's still a human being. You still need to check on him, because if you fucking kick me and I'm in the wrong and you don't even fucking see how I'm doing,
yeah,
like, fuck you, dude. Like, we all make mistakes. This is a little kid.
Yeah.
Kids are fucking crazy. He could have been running around a lot.
By the way, if you're listening, the Instagram post we're talking about is posted by JDubMac, JAYDUBBMAC, from Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, bitch, 2022.
Merry Christmas, JDubMac. We're giving you more followers than you deserve, because I know your ass has gotten more followers than me, and I know your ass has had climbed near as many V10s as me, bitch. No, you've never broken 3 hours in a marathon. Suck that guy. I still have a chip on my shoulder. I'm going to therapy. I'm
going to Yeah, people
Let's go beat his ass.
Let's beat this guy's ass. Wait, this guy's definitely. Some people are commenting, ban children from the climbing gyms. That's not the problem. But like, that's so stupid. All right,
so when I create a climbing gym, it's going to have a dedicated kid section. End of story.
Right. Are you going to open a gym one day?
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Fuck, I would be a good owner.
Yeah, dude, the kid section shit. Why is that not a thing yet?
It kind of was a thing. Like, the front has one on the third floor. Have you ever been in that room, Nate? That little room?
Third floor, that's good. Get these fuckers out of
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
I'm just, like, making an area that the kids don't fucking rock climb.
Dude, I get
and
it.
And put them somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Give them give them a jug wall and four auto belays. They'll have a great experience.
I love Nate.
They don't need to be in my session.
No, and Drew kind of shed some light on it, you know, for me. Like when I was like DMing his ass about it, he's like, "Look, man," and I was like, "Look, dude." So, it was good. We had some common ground. You know?
Nice.
We had some common ground.
Nice.
So that's all we can ever hope for, dude.
That's right. Hey, shout out Drew. Drew's a very smart, respectful kid.
Shout out Drew, dude. Guy fucking smashes boulders.
He's amazing. He's a freak, dude. I got to watch him almost do Ice Knife Sit. That was pretty nuts.
He did do it.
He did eventually do it, but me and Twig just watched him try it.
Big Twig. I've been hitting a Big Twig lately.
You've been chatting with
Twig? Dude, I made a comment on his Instagram the other day that I think Nate liked, and he liked like weeks later. And I was like, motherfucker, I posted this weeks later. And it was like, I was like, put this man in office. I don't do anything he says. Nate liked it. Shout out to Nate because we follow this Instagram. It's called like Rotten Sack. What is it called?
What?
Twisted Sack.
Twisted Sack.
Oh, Twisted
I've
Sack.
I've seen Twisted Sack.
Dude, Andy put me on the Twisted Sack.
Dude,
shout
Twisted
out,
Sack.
Shout out Andy.
Shout out Andrew.
Andy? Who is Andrew? Who's this guy? I already
Andy's
like him.
The girl I live with.
Oh, yeah. You live with a girl that likes Twisted Sack?
Yeah, dude.
That's incredible.
Twisting Sack.
Put her in office. I'll do whatever she says.
Put her in office.
I mean, dude, part of being in office is liking Twisted Sack.
Correct.
Like, I mean, it's. I don't but think, sometimes their posts suck.
I don't think Joe
like,
Biden likes Twisted Sack.
Definitely not.
Do you think Joe Biden knows what Twisted Sack is?
He's probably got one, that little motherfucker. He probably could just like fucking like ball it around his wrist, be like, yo, check out my wristwatch.
He could tie bunny ears in his ball sack.
Easy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hopefully this has been on point. Like, hopefully this has been like decent.
I think this conversation is essential.
Okay, good. Good.
I think it's great.
Can I ask, rewind, Doug, if I hope you don't mind me asking about it. We can cut this out and you can say no if you want. Like you and Nate, you too, because this concerns you too, but like you said, you and Nate were like kind of going through a similar thing at the same time. You know what was going on back then?
We both liked,
is this okay,
amphetamines,
by the way, both of you?
Definitely
we both
part liked of, like,
amphetamines.
We both liked amphetamines a lot, and if you know us, that's like probably the last I definitely don't need that. I have a lot of energy. But I like, and I was like telling my therapist the other day, like, I remember the fucking first day I overtook Adderall and like took it to like a whole new like level. But I always used to think, and I think Nate can like, you know, be on the same page, is like, we would think like, I could never fucking climb without like Adderall. Like, I was like, fucking can't do it. You know, I won't even climb that day. I just won't fucking do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, kind of, and I don't think I stopped taking anything. It was a lot of thanks to my wife. Like, it was like a stair step to like a titration almost, if that's the right word, to like get off of it. You know, like I tried other shit and I just like couldn't quit. Like, I could not quit. But I finally was able to quit. But like when Nate and I were climbing together and hanging out, we both were definitely, I was taking Vyvanse. That was like my jam.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was mine too.
And it's taken a lot of it. I mean, I was taking up to, like, for sure 2 pills, and I'd had, like, 75s, like, easily in a day. I mean, that was, like, pretty standard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just felt like – but I did not really stop. I didn't stop. I said I did move up to New England to get away from that, but I was still involved with that. Like, I still had that in my life in New England to the point where my roommate was, like, hiding my pills. from me.
Oh wow!
But
oh,
then
dude,
like,
that stage fucking sucks.
It sucked. And like,
dude,
I did find that.
I had Rami doing that for me, bro.
Dude, I had my buddy Ralph. That
shit.
Up here with.
You feel so shitty.
And
you're
dude,
just like bro,
I
can't
fucking
quit,
something.
And I have you hiding my shit.
Dude, I can't quit. Have you got me hiding my shit? But you're still gonna give it to me. But then,
yeah.
Like, I'm a
like
drug
I'm
addict.
Like, I'm 2 years old, bro. This shit is like.
So I found it. Like, I'm yeah. Of course, I fucking found it. And then I fucking found more, just like on the river, like, you know, like poker. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like, you know, but in that moment, you know, and it's really funny, Nate. Like, if you think about it. Like, the amount that we would take, like, I would be, like, jittery, which is the last thing you want to be doing when you're, like, trying to climb
yeah,
the limit.
Yeah, I think back
numbers.
To it now, and I'm like, dude, I bet it made highballs just terrifying.
Yeah. You got, like, the stanky leg up
like,
there.
You're, yeah, just, you're, like, you're just, like, you're not calm.
No,
you're just like,
dude.
Oh, I'm going to get through this by being fucking aggro and insane.
And I probably started taking, like, Adderall or Ritalin or something when I was, like, 17.
Yeah.
And that probably took me a solid... I don't know, like, honestly, like, 15 years to stop.
Dude,
I mean, it was
so
a while. Gnarly. Dude, it was a while. And, like, Nate said this when I, like, listened to his movie. Like, I mean, dude, you would crash off this shit, and it would just be the fucking, like, worst, like,
yeah,
2 days of just fucking hell.
Oh,
all you could do is sleep.
All you could do is sleep.
You literally couldn't do shit.
You couldn't do shit.
And then
so you couldn't
to,
climb.
Like, dude, and then you try to climb, and you are like... Cool,
fucking.
Dude. I just slept for 2 days and I climbed fucking V6.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like,
and
what
then,
the fuck?
And then it's like,
and then I need another nap like an hour later. What the fuck?
And it's like, let me load up so I can do the wall. Actually, I still
yeah,
never
dude.
Did the wall. Fuck that boulder. I'm going to go back and fucking pwn that bitch. But yeah, dude, Nate and I had a little bit of a problem with that. And I remember, actually, I stopped when I was in Aruba. I ran... So I got down to like 10 milligrams of like Adderall.
Yeah.
Or like the lowest dose. And I take that daily. And I had a doctor. I found when I find a GP, like everybody that's listening to this, if you're still fucking listening to this, everybody should go see a doctor every now and then. Psychiatrist or not. Check on your health. Get your fucking blood work done and shit. You should just do that yearly. But I sought out a doctor to like support me that was young. Because I was like, if he's young, he fucking gets shit. And the guy's a physician's assistant. He's never going to listen to this. And his name's Greg Hijack. Fucking awesome dude. But he was like, you know, I'm just not going to prescribe. He's like, I'm just not going to prescribe you this medication anymore. Like, you're going to go on this vacation with your family. And, you know.
But how was that?
Yeah,
how
was what
was
that like?
Dude, honestly, I got to the point where it, like, I was on such a low dosage and it didn't, like, matter, and I just ran out. And then, you know, like,
it,
you go
it
day
chill?
By day. Dude, you go day by day. Like, after, like, 1 or 2 days, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm kind of, like, just doing it, I guess. And then
wow,
next
that's
thing you know.
Sick, dude.
But it took, like, so long.
So many
like,
fucking tries.
So many tries, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like to a point where my parents, like Nate and I were fucking shotgunning red lines. That was probably like 500 milligrams of caffeine.
Red line?
Like,
I remember that, dude.
Oh, dude, that shit's like
dude,
illegal.
They'd make
that was
you
like.
Drool. We were doing it at Labe's house. We were doing it at Laban's house, and I'd be like, this shit made me drool, dude. We need to get more of it.
Oh my god.
Like, what
dude,
the
Laban
fuck?
And I Laban and I follow each other on Strava. Like now.
Oh, nice, like, dude. Yeah, he's always
running,
super
dude.
Running.
That guy runs, you know.
Yeah,
like,
fast forward. Nate's wearing red lines now.
What?
Nah, dude. Wait, okay. What? Am I?
Nothing.
Oh, my.
Just a mad rock. That was dumb.
Line.
That was dumb.
Oh. Hey, Taylor McNeil, what post is he like, know anything different about my feet? He's like, no, motherfucker. Because I hate shamans. Yo, shout out fucking shamans. That shit sucks. Like, those fucking dumbass colored 3 Velcro strips. Like, fuck that, man.
Shout out like, shaman. That shit
yeah,
sucks.
I know, Kyle Leitner, you got your own shoe, but that shoe sucks, dog. Like, fucking, you ain't toe-hooking shit with 3 fucking Velcro strips,
what's the
strips,
third
bro.
Strap for? What the fuck
fucking
is it
nothing.
For?
Nothing.
Dude, I don't know.
No, it's, I mean...
Dude, I was always like, whatever shoe Chris Sharma wears just isn't good. Like, he's just that bro that's on another level, and it just doesn't matter.
It doesn't
what he
matter
wears.
At all.
Oh,
you
dude,
know?
I did watch The Climb. Because of you guys, I watched The Climb. I gave it a good solid, and it was pretty
what'd you
entertaining.
Think of it, dude?
Dude, body rum.
Yeah, bro. They make V4
body,
look
body rum. yo, those cracks. Yo, these guys are fucking like flashing like 5'12". Like, yo, dog, low key, you think that's really 5'12"? I don't know.
Dude, that place looked like a sandbox. It looked terrifying. It looks crazy. I can't believe anything's stayed in the wall.
Shout out to HP 40. Isn't sandbox a V2, right? Yes?
Yeah.
Dude, my buddy climbed it naked. George Evans. Really? Shout out, dog. Fuck yeah, sent it with his
dude,
dick.
Dude, I saw George last summer.
I love George. Dude, he's in the Virgin Gorda right now.
Nice.
Dude, I think there were some closers and some boulders there, though.
Oh, it sucks.
No, but what's his name? Schluter? The fucking Schutler. Developer.
Oh, Aaron. Aaron's a good dude.
Yeah, dude, he posted a link. I guess he went there recently. Posted some link with like,
a lot of
stuff
spray.
That's like really close and how to make the trip work.
Cool.
So that you hit open stuff.
Yeah. Dude, he's good. He came up here to New England and we climbed together right before the Boston Marathon this year. I was really worried about my foot, and his wife is a – I basically asked him, like, taking something like an Advil before a marathon is, like, not good because your body's, like, undergoing a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And it's, like, not good on your kidneys or liver or whatever. So I asked him, I was like, hey, man – here's my foot. I'm running the Boston Marathon in like 2 days. Can I take like 800 milligrams of like Advil?
Yeah.
Or is it going to like kill me? And he's like, nah, you're good. But his wife is a physical therapist, and she gave me a lot of like, little rehabs that I could do before the Boston Marathon.
Oh, sick.
So I was able to finish. So
that's dope.
Definitely Advil helped. I had a shot of, I had a client, I had an IV of like Toradol too, like 2 days before.
What's that? Toradol? Like,
what's that?
Yeah, I think it's almost like a liquid, or it's an IV Motrin.
Okay.
So that was like really helpful to kind of just numb up my foot. But now my foot's like fine. You know, I feel like I have all the strength back. It still kind of hurts on some things, but you know, I'm back up to normal mileage, like 50 miles a week right now.
Do you find that you get injured more climbing or running? Like, what's harder to stay healthy for?
I've been very lucky. Great question. I've been very lucky climbing. Like, I've rolled my ankle. I've broken my foot. I've had, like, I mean, I have, like, some just weird shoulder. You know, the more and more I've trained now, I'm finding that my weakest area of climbing is not my crimp strength, because I can crimp really fucking hard.
Yep.
It's my shoulders, dude. They're so fucking weak.
Me too,
like,
man.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I can barely, like, hold, like, you know, like a 25, like 25 here, you know, just out. So I'm just like really trying to like focus there kind of. So I'd say I'm way more, it's crazy, but I'm way more apt to be an injured running. So now I'm like doing a lot of strength training exercises and a lot of like very like light stretching after every run. Mm. Like I used to never stretch or never do anything to like kind of, you know, make sure I don't get injured like down the road. So, you know, you kind of have to like balance everything out. I kind of wish I knew that in climbing, like just different areas. Like I used to just climb like a lot. I was like, I can climb like V11 just by climbing a lot.
Yeah.
You know, just that's it. I won't train. I'll just climb boulders and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that works for an extent, but you need to, if you're not like genetically talented, you know, maybe you need to supplement in other ways.
I feel that.
And so that's kind of what I'm doing. It's taking me like, and that is like within the last like honestly like year, you know, it's taken me that long, like just disregarded any type of strength training whatsoever.
Yeah, I did the same thing last summer. It took like finally getting actually hurt. I was just like, dude, my hamstrings won't fucking work anymore.
Yeah. That sucks.
And I've had to like incorporate it in like at least once a week now.
Yeah, I noticed that. Right when you moved here, you started doing like all the hamstring stuff, like really consistent.
Yeah, dude, I never did that shit till like a year ago. I hated it.
Didn't you heard it on the Nightman?
It was lame.
Dude. So how is it feeling now?
What's the Nightman? Is that an Ogden?
No, that's in Big Cottonwood.
Dude, it's sick, dude. No one fucking tries.
Is that an Ogden? What was that, dude?
You know, like that fucking cave, there's like fucking like 55.
Dude, there's like 45 different lines in it.
Yeah.
Like Cinderella's dead, Cinderella's not dead. Fucking pins and feathers, bitch. Like, but I would love nothing more. Like if I get an opportunity, my kids get older and I can like travel, I want to fucking go up under that roof and I want
to
fucking
sit. Dude, move to fucking Ogden, bro.
Yeah.
Is it pretty cool?
It ain't bad.
It's a great place to raise kids. That cave is like 5 minutes from where you'd probably have a house, dude. You could just
That hike has to suck dick. It seems high up.
Not too bad.
Dude, it's not that bad. It's like 5 minutes. Like there's a what's that fucking thing called above Show Your Scars.
Yeah.
That hike sucks, but the rest of them aren't that bad.
So Show Your Scars is not in the same area like with Pins and Feathers.
No, they're just like different streets. But dude, like,
it's not even like, is it in the same parking area?
No.
And like up?
It's a couple miles away.
Ooh, okay. It's just a different part of the hillside.
Have you both done that boulder?
Which one?
Sam has.
Scars? Show
I did
scars?
That one. Nate got really close.
I put some days in and then just quit giving a fuck about it when
I
moved here.
Come on, son. Let's get it.
I think this fall I'm going to like, I'm trying to get my finances right so that I can just put time into it this fall.
Nice, man.
Okay.
That's the plan.
So you're going to get it. All right. That's it, man. You're working on yourself.
Doug, remember
that's
when
why
you
I'm
used to.
Walls right now for the athletes,
Nate,
dude.
Did Doug ever send you a fucking hype up video?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, Doug, you
fuck
are the
yeah,
best hype
those.
Man of all time.
I wish dude, I could be a professional hype man, dude.
Dude, I wish I had enough money to pay you to be my hype man.
Fuck, man.
Let me pay your mortgage.
I was definitely on a lot of Adderall then. Totally. I look back. It's really funny because on Facebook, which sucks ass, we'll like be like, yo, you did this like 12 years ago. And I was like, yo, I was fucked up then. Hell yeah. You know, like
some of those videos.
But I would send like,
yeah.
I would like, I did one for Rami's mom's birthday. Like, happy birthday.
I remember
Rami's
that,
mom.
Dude.
What?
Like, I remember you. That, dude.
What'd you say?
No,
amazing.
Like, for real. Like, I was like, happy birthday, Rami's mom. I don't know. Like, I had
that's
my fucking
amazing.
Glasses on. I weighed like fucking 120 pounds. Like, oh my God, dude. What the fuck?
That's fucking
dude,
funny.
Dude, mad respect, props, congratulations, Rami, on the nuptials, buddy. Very happy for you. I would make hype videos like and send them to like tons of people. Kasha's gotten hype videos, like Nate for sure.
Nick Orange, you giving Nick some hype videos?
Dude, I Nick love NDO, dude. Nick David Orange, great fucking
Nick
guy.
Is the greatest.
Big shout out.
Love Nick.
Dude, low key, not on any platforms. But
great
Nick
climber,
is a
great guy.
Great climber and just the overall great just person to be around. So the first people I met in New England when I moved up here, it was Nick. It was Chris De La Rosa.
Nice.
And I actually got an opportunity to climb with like Josh Larson and Dave Wetmore very early on, right on Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy.
I got the second ascent on Cat Daddy, I think.
Yes.
With the original way, so nobody can call me
badass.
Out. Everybody else that's doing a hill hook, you fucking suck.
I did the first move the real way, dude. With the just the
that's
toe.
Good. That's what's up.
I did.
Yeah, because everybody, I guess Josh and I were too dumb to figure out that there's a better way to do it. So shout out to Josh Larson, awesome dude as well. His brother, incredibly talented rock climber, very good looking. Holy shit. Zach Larson's better looking than Josh. I'm sorry I said it. Zach off the couch climbs so fucking hard.
He's
it's
a freak.
Ridiculous.
He's a freak.
Absolute doesn't do shit. Like, what's up with that? Like, why don't fucking setters, what's up with like just life setters just not being really into climbing? I've met tons.
I don't know.
They're like great rock climbers and they're just like fucking.
You're just stuck in the gym all day, dude.
You know,
like I think that grind of just like, yo, I got to go to the fucking climbing gym.
Maybe
every day the rest of my life.
He sets good boulders.
Great. He's a great setter, and he's
big shout out to Zach.
He foruns in like fucking boots, like military boots.
Dude, he did that. I sat with him one day when I did the Zedberg thing.
What'd you say? Nice.
Yeah, I sat with him.
How long did it take you to do that boulder, dog? You pretty quick. You squeeze guy.
2 or 3 tries.
Oh,
nice.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, V9 for the people that aren't in the
dude, that boulder's so good.
Dude,
it's a very good squeeze block.
We love the compactor.
I just imagine being a kid in one of those little neighborhoods, man. Because I always like wanted that like in my fucking neighborhood, you know?
Right.
Like Boat Rock, dude. Did you ever climb at Boat Rock in Atlanta?
One time I was like, it's not going to snow for 3 hours. Let's go there. We're going to beat the snow.
It's like, hey, let's go to fucking Six Flags real quick and like pop
over. Dude, we drove 2 hours and climbed for 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you did Paint Can Scent V9, bitch.
I think I did that one.
Oh, suck it. Dude, Yellow Rhett, that's a famous V4 too, bitch.
Oh, I didn't
dude,
do that
crazy?
One, dude. I was grade chasing hard then.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, fucking mad grade chasing for sure. You know?
So. God damn. Doug, I love you.
I love you too, man.
I love you very much. You're one of my – I feel like – you said something earlier. You're like, I'm immature. But I don't know, man. I feel like you're very genuine person.
Yeah, oh, thanks, bro. Genuine, that means a lot.
I feel like you are.
Right.
There, I don't know anybody else like you, and I mean that in the best way possible.
I wish I was with Doug in Salt Lake, dude.
Yeah.
I wish I was with you guys. Like I obviously enjoy our fucking interaction so much. Like listening to you guys on this podcast has like brought me a lot of joy. I honestly don't listen to any podcasts. Like literally when you guys release a podcast, I fucking listen to it because I want to hear my friends talk. It makes me feel good inside. I miss you guys. Sam, when you come out here, we're going to fucking hang out.
Yes.
And if I can like, you know, when I can like swing a trip and, you know, make something work out, like definitely, I swear.
Let us know,
yeah,
baby.
Dude, I got a room at my crib.
Fuck yeah, just dude. I hear the fucking girl you're living with likes twisted sex. So yeah, fuck, dude. It sounds fucking lit. Sounds lit, dude. So fucking, they haven't posted in a minute. Tell them to fucking hurry up. I need to laugh, dude.
Oh, so. Jesus Christ. I think we should end it there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, dude.
I love you, boys.
All right, love you guys.
Yeah, Doug, that was great, dude.
Hopefully it was, guys.
Doug, you are the best.
I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm glad you're healthy. Yeah, I'm glad you got your fucking career going. I'm glad you're climbing hard. I'm glad you're running well. I feel the same way when you post something like, I fucking, you know, sub-3 marathon or some shit. Like, it makes me get psyched.
You're the only runner I give a shit about.
That's true, also.
Hell yeah, all those others don't matter. Fucking
yeah.
Adam, dude. Nothing.
Big shout out to Adam and Andrew Ord. Hey, Adam and Andrew Ord, love you both. You guys are fucking great. Everybody on the Chuff City Council on Instagram, you guys are fucking sick. Juice World.
Shout out Juice. You know. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Juice World.
Rest in peace, Juice World. You died too young.
I still feel
your
shadows in my room.
In my room. I feel the shadows. I don't even want this to end. Guys, I love you both, man.
I love you too,
Sam,
man.
When you come out here, let's fucking hang out.
I'll text you immediately. Yes, of course. I'll let you know when.
Cool. Awesome.
Cheers. All right.
All right, dude.
All right.
Let's end
later,
it.
Boys.
Later, Doug.
Peace.